Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
More states are resisting so-called mandatory vaccine passports. We're going to be talking about this issue on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this particular situation is one in which there had been no movement, Holly, until we began messaging on this with regards to vaccine passports. And now what we see are a number of states that are pushing back and saying no vaccine passports in our state. It began in Florida with Governor Ron DeSantis, and he issued the first executive order saying no passports, no vaccine passports in Florida for government use or by government, and cannot even be done by the private sector. Then Texas was the second state, and then it has begun to continue to mushroom, and we have more states that are coming online. Montana just recently signed a bill. They had an executive order. Now they have a bill that actually bans these so-called vaccine passports. And what are these vaccine passports? Well, first of all, you need to know that these were in the works, in the discussion, in the development, in the agenda, long before COVID.
Yeah, this is not a new thing. You know, Dr. Naomi Wolf, who's an author and a Rhodes Scholar, she, I think, back in 2008 started talking about this, and nobody had really heard about it at that time. But she comes out, and granted, she's on the left side of things, but she is understanding the importance of everybody being on the same page to fight back against that. Dr. Wolf says, "I cannot say this forcefully enough. This is literally the end of human liberty in the West if this plan unfolds as planned. Vaccine passports sound like a fine thing if you don't know what these platforms can do. I'm CEO of a tech company. I understand what this platform does. It is not about the vaccine. It is not about the virus. It's about data. And once this rolls out, you don't have a choice about being part of the system. What people have to understand is that any other functionality can be loaded onto that platform with no problem at all."
Yes, in fact, that's a real problem. That's the second issue, and that is this is broader than COVID. And it's going to not only exist after COVID, but it's going to include other kinds of vaccinations, other kinds of health data. And you can add any other add-ons, as Naomi Wolf clearly articulates.
Because this is going to track every aspect of people's lives. It violates the Constitution, the Americans with Disability Act, HIPAA, everything, because it's tracking everywhere you go, every conversation you have. If you have a meeting with somebody in a restaurant, it's going to be tracking that. And I believe they're already doing that in China now.
Well, they're doing that in China. They're doing that in Israel as well.
That's scary.
The Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Technology Review, you know, MIT, the famous, well-known school, it has an online publication called Technology Review. And this was early on in 2020. So this had been in the discussion, in the work, in the agenda, in the plan for a long time before COVID ever became what COVID is and around the world, where people have become so fearful of it. And it says this, this is MIT, quote, "This new social order will seem unthinkable to most people in so-called free countries. But any change can quickly become normal if people accept it. The new normal will be that we are used to the idea, in some cases, being able to move freely is dependent on being able to show that we're healthy. There will be greater acceptance, I think, of that kind of public health monitoring." You know, this is unbelievable because they're actually promoting it. And this Technology Review by MIT is filled with information to promote this idea.
And you know, Matt, we've been talking about this and really urging people to do research to understand how things impede upon your religious freedom and your freedom in general, because it's been a slow fade. You see how they've used the virus, number one, to keep people masked, to encourage you to get the COVID injection, to now we're talking about passports. So it's just little bit by little bit getting more control over people.
Yeah, so for example, Israel, I'm very disappointed in Israel and its position on this, because they've just gone completely overboard. And of all nations, Israel should know better coming out of the Holocaust.
Right.
And I have a lot of friends in Israel that are very, very concerned about this COVID injection. And now they're even trying to put it on individuals. 93 doctors in Israel have just signed a letter saying, no, don't do it under any circumstance to children. They have a 99.9% of survival if they get it. I mean, they're the least affected population in the world. And yet the 93 doctors say, in addition, we don't know a lot about the virus, and we don't know a lot about these so-called injections or vaccines, as sometimes people refer to them. They're not true vaccines because they're not FDA licensed, and mRNA has never been licensed at all for a vaccine. But they say that we don't know the long-term effects of this. And sometimes it takes months or years to determine what the effects of these vaccinations. I'm talking about vaccinations in the past,
right.
Vaccinations that were actually tested, that went through licensing procedures, lots and lots of testing. We don't know until many years down the road.
Generally 5 to 10 years is what they use for the testing.
For the testing,
period.
Yeah. And so
we haven't had that.
We don't have that. All that we see happening right now is a mass experiment,
right.
Because we just don't know. We do know that the VIRS report on the CDC continues to log reports of deaths and serious adverse reactions. And we also know that the CDC says that, and the Harvard University study concludes as well, that there's less than 1% historically reported regarding adverse vaccine injuries or reactions on the VIRS report. So if you have less than 1%, and now you're already over 3,000 deaths and nearly 90,000 adverse reactions, with lots of miscarriages listed as well, you combine the problem that you see happening with this with the vaccine passport. It is a real threat to freedom. People ought to be able to make their individual choice, whether it's on COVID or any other vaccine.
You sure don't want anybody tracking everywhere you go, everything you do, everything you say.
No, I have a friend in Israel. He was visiting here in the United States, and he pulled out his cell phone, and he actually has a QR code on his cell phone, a large QR code, and that's his vaccine passport. And so he shows that, and it's scanned in red, and that contains his vaccine passport information, called the green passport in Israel. Then he also pulled up a tracking app that is provided by Israel, and he says it tracks every movement. And so when he or others, for example, may go to a wedding or they go to a business meeting, they sometimes want to leave, or they do leave their cell phones in their vehicle, or they don't take them, because whenever they get together, Israel is tracking where they are. They're tracking who they're with. And if there is anybody in that group of people that may have had exposure to COVID, then those individuals get an alert that someone there has exposure to COVID. And then they're told to go into quarantine. And the quarantine is a little bubble around your house. You can't leave it. And if you do, you're going to be warned by the smartphone tracking app to get back into your quarantine bubble. And if you don't, then the authorities will come after you. This is happening. Yes, it's happening in China. And I know you might say, well, we're not China. But this is happening in Israel, my friends, in Israel. And right now, Israel says, well, they're going to open up tourism May the 23rd. But it's only going to be for vaccinated tourists. Now, that really puts up a huge border at the border of Israel, the Holy Land, because a lot of people will not go there.
Think about this, though, Matt. Through all the years that Israel has fought for freedom and independence from other countries, now they've just imprisoned themselves.
Yeah. And
that's tragic.
You know, Israel's being sued at The Hague right now for violation of the Nuremberg Code, which came out of the experiments on humans from the Nazi Germany era. These vaccine passports, though, are very critically important to know about and push back. We need to push back. I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine, lc.org/vaccine. And we want you to send a fax, sign the petition, and call the governors and also the legislators. The more we put pressure, particularly on the governors, on these various states, the more we can push back against this incredible threat to our freedom. lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.